The Beatles famously said, "You say you want a revolution? Well, you know, we all want to change the world." And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really
Episode 17. 17 of the Fat Man Chronicles, where we, a regular couple, go with you on a journey to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and sitting alongside me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. How you doing?
Good. I'm good.
No wine tonight. You're going to be okay?
No wine tonight.
We got to lay off the sauce.
Yeah, we do. We had a lot of wine. We had a drink to get through the holidays.
We did. No offense, family.
So, yeah, no wine. Just water tonight.
Yeah, we had some last night. That's really the reason. Because we're trying not to drink multiple days in a week.
No.
If we're going to have a glass or two, we're going to try to do it in one day.
Yep.
And last night we had a couple of good friends, Mike and Aaron, and their son Johnny over.
Yes.
And we had a good company and good dinner and great wine.
And
he brought a bottle of Geoffroy champagne. It was phenomenal.
And I had two glasses, which
is
unusual.
For
those that know me, I don't have two glasses of champagne, but I enjoyed it. So
it's so, so good. And then we opened a Loire Valley Cabernet Franc from Anjou.
Which is one of my favorite.
You love Cab Franc. And
yes.
Cab Franc and roasted chicken is delightful.
It was good.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's underrated. People need to know the Cab Franc.
Yes. Not a lot of people, you know. They don't go. It's not on the menu that often either. It's not like you go out to a restaurant and you see like 15 options for a Cab Franc.
That's true. I mean, it's more subtle of a thing, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of not a punch you in the face kind of wine.
Mm-mm.
It's more subtle, but it's great with roasted chicken.
It was good. It was good.
That's
pairing.
Our wine tip of the day.
That's it. That's all we got for you. Since we have no wine and I can't butcher the name of any of the bottles.
People are going to be very disappointed
in
that.
They're going to be disappointed.
We should have just pretended.
But I feel like they would have known. They would have known.
We can't fool it.
No.
The dozens of people that listen, we cannot fool them. At least the seven that listen to the whole thing.
Exactly.
I said our goals for the year is to get double digits of people that pay attention.
Well, we'll see.
I think that's a worthy goal.
We have 365 days to get there.
Less than that. Now,
364.
We're recording on
January. 363, I guess.
We're recording January 2nd. So hopefully we'll get this one out this week. So we thought this would be the new year episode, like where we were like ringing in the new year, but we just released our last episode.
Right.
We recorded on Christmas. Earlier
and we
today.
Were tired. We were tired the last couple nights.
Yeah, we put off recording, but it wouldn't have mattered too much. Our editors were
on hiatus,
and they well deserved.
Exactly.
But really, what the question is we're 2 days into the new year, so new year, new you? Question mark.
I have my Fitbit on.
You do?
I do.
Have you hit 1,000 steps?
Yesterday I had over 4,000.
Wow.
4,200.
Well, not working though yesterday.
I was not working. I was doing a lot of stuff around the house. A lot of walking. Did I do laundry yesterday? No, that was the day before. I don't remember. But I was doing a lot of stuff around the house. Today I am over 2,000.
So are you taking these as like, so now you're, what?
Now it's doing like a timer. Hold on. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
It's Fitbit. So like I said.
The timer is like the sleep timer.
I know. It's saying I'm sleeping. I've been sleeping for almost 3 hours now.
It's 9:30 at night. You should have been in bed by now.
It's 2,500 steps today.
So in the first 2 days of the year, you've banked 3,500 steps on your goal. Are you just not going to walk for 3.5 days?
No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I started wearing my Fitbit Saturday. Yeah. So Saturday, I put the Fitbit, turned it on, but I didn't sync it with my phone. Okay. Today I go to sync. So I wore it Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday and today, because I just want to get in the habit again. Today I synced it with my phone. The days were messed up on the actual Fitbit, and it was trying to tell me that I didn't walk at all today. And I was already close to 1,000 steps, and it said I didn't walk at all yesterday. It was like my Fitbit was 2 days behind. So it was calling my day today was actually Sunday's walking when it like synced itself up. So I couldn't have that. So I had to like fudge today's and yesterday's numbers to get to my, because I needed to have my January 1 and January 2 numbers to be in there because I did have them. I walked it and I wanted to make sure that my year reflected it. When you look like the year and time, I couldn't have those 2 days.
I haven't checked because I rarely look at steps, but anymore. But I may have walked less than you today. Should I look?
Oh,
I have my Garmin. That would
be crazy. Yeah, that would be crazy.
Well, I was in meetings for like 6 hours today.
Well, I was on the phone with my boss for like 3 hours today.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, yours is different though. You're not locked in a room.
No, I'm not locked. So, but I'm locked to my computer. It's not like I pace with my computer. So.
You have outstepped me today.
Ha!
Well, we can compare all the days that I run.
No.
We're good with those?
No. So, yeah.
But yeah, today is only 21:69. See, this is the problem. Like, and this is a problem to me. So, I haven't been concentrating on moving. Tuesdays are my worst day.
Yeah,
because I go
into the office.
Right, I drive a long way back and forth, and I don't run on Tuesdays because of everything that goes on.
Yep.
And so I don't move enough. And when I was hardcore into getting the steps, I would figure it out. I'd pace in the office one way or the other.
Exactly.
I'd go for a walk outside. Well, I'm not going for a walk outside right now at 15, 18, 20, 30, 35. Today it was like 38 below zero in the
morning.
When
I dropped off Michaela at school, it was negative 13.
And it was like negative 38 wind chill.
It was so cold. And like, she's like oblivious to how cold it is. She wants to run down the driveway and do her ready, set, go. And I'm like, no, it's too cold. I'm like, we need to get in this car.
It's it was too
so
funny. Cold.
Yeah.
So I posted in sub 30, just a funny little thing about, you know, how I think people are out of their bleeping minds if they run in this stuff.
You're joking. You're being funny.
Okay, let's get something straight. One, I admire them.
Yes.
I think it takes unbelievable commitment, and I think it's really cool that they do it. Two, I still think they're out of their bleeping minds.
It's so cold out there.
It's ridiculously cold.
I can't.
And I said, you know, but I hashtagged it, I am a wuss. Like,
right.
And I talked about my hate relationship with the treadmill. But some people thought I was like comparing myself and like thinking like, oh, I'm not as good as them.
No.
If you listen, I mean, I wrote that I didn't, but the string of comments on this thing, it was super long. I mean, super, super long. It got crazy.
That's funny.
If you are listening though and had any worry about me comparing myself, I wasn't. It was more tongue in cheek, you know, lighthearted. Although a couple of people took it seriously. One guy he got a little smacked down. not from me. I actually was pretty.
Right. It sounded like you were being very, you know.
I was pretty diplomatic.
Yeah.
But this dude's pretty blunt.
Yeah.
And he's overcome Lyme disease. So, you know, and getting out there in negative temps. So more power to him.
Yeah. Better him than me.
Yeah. I don't want to do either one of those things. No. I don't want Lyme disease.
No.
Which is, so here we go. There's another thing I think that is psycho, running in nature every day. I don't want to get bit by a tick.
Great. Now we're going to get hate mail.
I think everybody knows I'm joking. I love to run outside.
Yes.
That's much preferred.
But this is why I don't run, because of these reasons.
Ticks. And
ticks.
Cold temperatures.
And cold temperatures, see?
So I've been joking, because then the discussion turned to, I can handle the cold, but I hate the heat and humidity. I'm like, oh, I hate that too.
I have a
10 degree
like
band.
72.
No. I want like 52.
52 sunny.
With a
partly cloudy.
Yeah, a little cloud cover.
Partly cloudy.
Humidity.
A light breeze.
Yeah, in my face at all times. Unless I'm going uphill, and then I want it at my back because I'll take whatever help I can get. And I want no humidity.
You know, yeah.
I am not asking for much.
No, you're not. It's
at all.
Clearly within reason for Chicago weather.
So, and then, you know, people are like, oh, I love to run in the heat. Like people who live in Florida and stuff. Right. Like, oh, I love to run in the heat.
Because they're
and
used
like,
to it.
And I'm like, so see, you're psycho too. I think I'm the only one that's sane at this point.
Right.
Everybody else is nuts.
Clearly.
Basically.
Well, I think I am the most sane one because I just don't do any of it. So there you
but
go.
But you will this year.
I will.
You're
I will.
Committed.
I committed. One way or another, I'm committed to something.
Our 2018 goals.
Our goals, yep.
Not, and this has been a hot topic, right? People jump on this like, don't call, I'm not into resolutions and don't call it a resolution.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm, in a way, I'm kind of like that too, because I think that resolutions could, I mean, it's, to me, it's a little bit semantics, but yeah. I did our opening Beatles quote because
it's
a 2018 revolution.
Right.
We're not doing resolutions.
No.
Because I'm revolting against my unhealthy lifestyle.
That works. That works.
I saw the host of 10 Junk Miles, Scott Coomer, put up that he doesn't do resolutions either. But one of his goals this year is basically to eat healthy, you know, every day. And he's an NSNG guy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he goes on long tears where he's not.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about the other goals? I mean, we're 2 days in.
2 days in.
How's the progress?
Well, we decided that Thursdays was going to be our no technology.
Right.
And I have to admit, I was a little strategic, even though we do have some good TV on Thursdays. You know, we have our Big Bang Theory. You know, we have a couple of, we have some sitcoms, but they're mostly sitcoms on Thursdays. So you can get through sitcoms a lot faster than the 1 hour ones.
See, I almost think that we should ban the recording even of things.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
No?
You're just insane. Come on. Now.
I'm trying
to use your head. Use your head.
So here's what I feel
no.
right now. I feel like we're just shifting.
We are.
Instead
of
eliminating.
We're eliminating. No, because we could, like, on Thursday, there could be some rogue thing that we watch. It doesn't, like, we always go through, like, we don't watch sitcoms from Thursday. We watch shows from Monday. Like, tonight, last week, we've been binge-watching stuff that we've been taping, so.
Yeah, that, what was it, Law and Order?
Oh, Menendez
trials. They were really good.
Freaky dreams. I've had some freaky dreams ever since we watched that one. That's not good. But it was a good binge.
They
I enjoyed watching it.
I mean,
what was the other
one
we binged? Designated Survivor. We binged that one this past week too. So
we got all our binging in.
Well, we're doing Blind Spot.
Right.
Because before everything starts up again.
I want to be clear though, although the Menendez, I think we did in 2 days. But for the most part, when we binge, we just mean
we
watch those.
Yeah,
but we're not
else.
Watching like seven of them in a row.
No,
we're not.
No, we did that. We haven't done, we've done that before. We've done it. The first season of Designated Survivor.
We did that.
We did that.
In
we did it in a day. I don't know how Michaela let us do it. Not really sure how that worked out. But she did. Oh, she was pretty little back then. She didn't care.
We're giving some really good parenting advice. Ignore your kids for an entire day. Binge watch whatever you want. It has Kiefer Sutherland in it. It's okay then.
It was good. Yeah. Like we also are very careful what shows we do watch when she's like playing. And it's not like we're not doing anything
her. Now that Grimm is off.
Exactly. Here. Like we didn't watch the Menendez brothers when she was around because we didn't want to give her any ideas.
Daddy. You know that she'd only be looking at me.
Yeah, she loves me. Yeah, she's been attached to my hip for the last week and a half, or however long I've been off. So.
Right.
So, yeah. So,
else has been going on in the TV world for you?
Well,
we haven't gotten views from the couch in a week.
With the holidays, there really wasn't a lot of new. My reality shows really were not. And plus, we had the kids. And I try not to watch my reality shows when the kids are around because
I just
don't think they're not. I
really appreciate that.
It's just not. So I caught up on a lot of my Food Network. I binged a bunch of Food Network stuff. Iron Chef, some Chopped, a couple baking things.
See, and I still don't know how you watch all those cooking shows that are making all that delicious looking
food.
It has
no effect on me.
And it has no effect on you.
No effect on me. I love it.
I'm
watching it.
Every moment is proving that I'm the only one that's not nuts. Like, that's crazy.
So I'm psycho because I watch Food Network and I don't get hungry?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's not a fact.
One
of them that I was binge watching was cookies. And me and sweets are not. I mean, I don't.
That
does, yeah. I was kind of being a little bit considerate. Like when you would come in, I would maybe turn it off or something like that. Unless I was like close to the end, I'd be like, come on, just suck it up. But I do know that like those food, because we watched Top Chef together and some
that's
of those
okay,
stuff.
Though. That's a more elevated food. Like I don't know.
Are you calling in the Iron Chef showdown not elevated food? Because they had some pretty crazy stuff on that one, couple of those episodes.
No, I get that too. I do. I guess it's more the cookie. It's more those
the
ones where they bake.
Championship ones,
they
yeah,
bake
the
like a bazillion
ones.
Things and yeah. Then it just makes me want cookies.
Yeah, see, no effect on
me. I think that just makes me normal.
Yeah.
I would think that most
probably,
people would.
But not me. I'm
well,
fine
you know
with
what?
It.
Maybe I can't say that. I know. It doesn't
maybe
impact
you are.
Maybe I'm the psycho.
Maybe you're the psycho.
Oh, we already know that.
So I watched a bunch of Food Network shows when the kids were, you know, I wasn't doing something with the kids or Michaela wasn't letting, I watched a lot of Puppy Dog Pals, a lot of Vampirina, a lot of kid friendly stuff with them. And
that's
then I started watching the new season of The Crown on Netflix. That's about Queen Elizabeth, and that is, I love it. I'm like, I wish I didn't have to work because I want to watch it. And that's one that I have to watch. And I will admit to like my bad parenting that it was Saturday you worked some on Saturday.
I worked most of Saturday.
Yeah, most of Saturday you worked. So
Actually,
I really wanted to watch The Crown. And so Michaela is, you know, wants a lot of attention, which is fine. I love playing with her. I did get out her fire and let her watch her fire while I watched The Crown.
I thought you were going to tell me like you fenced her in somewhere.
No, she's too clever. She'd get herself out.
You put her on a leash.
Yeah, no, but I did let her get her fire out. But the cute thing with her is that she's now figured out how to play games and like a lot of them are counting ones. And she'd be like, Mama, look at, I can count. And she's learning her alphabet. Like she doesn't watch the shows necessarily on her fire anymore. Now she's playing a lot of the educational games that are on there. So I felt a little better about myself, but yeah, I was pretty bad about that because
she's counting a lot. It's kind of funny because like I said, how many cookies do you have? Because the kid still eats cookies even while we're not. And she'll put her hand up right away, right? And she'll like, one, two. So
and she actually, like, she's starting to like real count. Like she used to do that before, but now it's like she's actually getting it right. So, but yeah. So
smart
yeah,
girl.
No reality shows. I've, you know, caught up on a couple today, but nothing too earth-shattering.
Well, that's good. That's okay. I mean, you don't have to have it every time.
Well, if they're not on, I can't do anything about it.
Well, I would just start other reality shows and binge watch them if I were you.
I did that with Unexpected, a bunch of 16-year-old girls getting pregnant.
Okay, yeah, let's skip that one. That's
Linda, our patron, she made me watch that one, so.
Hey, we have two patrons.
Yes, our original.
14 reviews.
OP, original patron.
The OP. She's the OG patron. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So what about you? How about you with all this cold weather?
You know, I haven't been outside to run, but I've been hitting the treadmill at least 3 days during the week. And I'm going to keep hitting it and, you know, gutting it out. I did watch a Netflix documentary called Icarus that was really good. My brother turned me onto it. He said, hey, you got to watch this. So I'm like, sure. It was about this dude who is an amateur cyclist and competed in really hard amateur cycling races.
Okay.
Which are, by the way, I can't really tell the difference between those and the pro cycling ones. They're
crazy. They're not sponsored by.
I guess. I don't know. Like, I really, honestly, I can't figure it out other than, you know, the age probably of the competitors and maybe their skill level or willingness to put, you know, performance enhancing drugs in their body.
Right.
But that's what this thing was all about. So there's this dude and he wants to improve and he thinks that people in front of him are probably doing something and he decides I'm going to do PEDs and I'm going to record it. I'm going to do a documentary on me getting PEDs and he starts working with this guy and, renowned. And then the guy's like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this. I'm respected. I'm not sure I want to help you beat the system. So that's what he was trying to do. Like, how do I beat the system? Right. And so he ends up hooking up with the head of RUSADA, which is the Russian anti-doping agency.
Okay.
The literal head of this anti-doping agency, right? So this is 2014, 2015, and starts getting a regimen from this guy telling him, here's how we're going to beat it.
Yeah.
Here's how you do it. And it starts, so I thought the entire documentary at first was going to be around how they did that. But what happens, and, you know, obviously it dawned on me about half, I don't know, a quarter of the way through it. Well, wait a minute. This is the guy who spills the beans on Russia and gets them banned
right.
from some competitions almost gets them banned from competition, you know, Olympic competition. I think eventually does. And he's under witness protection here in the United States.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's like a big,
it's crazy.
It's a big deal. So this documentary film guy just like ends up in the middle of this, but it's perfect for the treadmill, right?
Cause
it's athletic. It's, you know, you're watching something and I'm wondering if I should be on something performance enhancing while I'm trying to slog through my 3 treadmill miles.
Maybe you should drink some wine while you're doing it.
No.
No?
Oh. No, that's not good fuel.
No. Oh, all right.
You got to fuel to win, to quote Dwight.
I feel like wine is a good fuel. No? All right. No. That was going to be part of my plan. I guess, see, this is why I don't come up with plans.
Well, I'm not saying you can't do it. You want like wine-filled gummy bears or something.
And instead of my water bottle, just put wine.
Nice. Yeah, so overall, the training's been good. My race got canceled.
Yeah.
For the spring. That was unfortunate.
Yep, but you're doing the Illinois one now.
Yeah, so now instead I've changed to the Illinois marathon, but I'm doing the half marathon distance.
Right.
I'm not ready for a marathon yet. So I'm going out to Champaign, Urbana.
Yep.
Champaign.
Yep.
University of Illinois.
Booked our hotel.
So I don't
Everything
know.
Everything was like booked up. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, right? I mean, it's a popular marathon. It's and this is the 10th annual one. So I'm looking forward to that. It's April 28th. So anybody wants to run, come on down.
Yeah.
I will be behind you more than likely. Or maybe you're like me, back of the packer, and you want to just, you know, chat for a while. I don't get out of breath till like mile 11. And then the wheezing gets annoying. But we're going to have fun doing that one.
Yeah. You will.
You'll be there too.
Michaela and I will be cheering you on. She'll be stealing. She usually steals something from somebody along the way. Last year,
like a cowbell?
She got a cowbell from somebody before. She's gotten like feathers or something, like, I don't know, things like a lay thingy that she stole. People just give her stuff. It's really weird.
Well, and I'm committed to this one. And trying, like, I'd really like to PR. So I'd like to get on, my PR is 2 hours, 42 minutes and change. And that's from, you know, a decade plus ago, like 11 years ago. And I'd really like to PR this. And I feel like if I didn't have the emergency surgery back in October, I would be ready to do that.
Yeah.
Because I think I would have been, and I would have had a lot of base miles. And now I still have an okay, and I'm working back up.
Yeah.
December was 45 miles. I was over 400 for the year, which the year before I was 177. So
a lot more than me, I can tell you that.
But I decided to not just bug my brother to help me understand what I should do, but I'm actually having a coach, Andy with Silver Fox Athletics, make a training plan for me, a customized training plan. So it'll be a 12-week training plan for what is going on over there?
I have fuzz on me.
Okay.
12-week training plan.
Training plan.
Training plan. I was paying attention.
Okay.
It's just fuzz.
The fuzz, the flappy arms were, the flappy bird arms were distracting. Training plan will be 12 weeks. So that I'm excited about. I sent in my questionnaire to Andy. I've got a
few
weeks.
Did you find your running picture?
I haven't. He needs a picture from me. I have to still find a picture. I guess the one of us kissing the Stanley Cup is
not running. No. I have a whole bunch from your half marathons. I'm sure we can find one.
Yeah, we'll have to look.
I have a whole bunch from you. And some of them are you're actually like running, not like just stumbling forward.
I'm pretty sure all of them are stumbling forward.
I feel like
there's
the one from,
no picture with both feet off the ground.
I tried not to get here. I feel like I have one. I'm thinking of one in particular from Naperville 2 years ago.
Is it on the down? Is it like me coming down? Because I feel like, because of my heft, on the way up, everything just kind of flies up and it would probably look like moobs in my face.
No. But, yeah, there's that one. And then I feel like I have one also from the Springfield half too.
I feel like I would have looked better or felt better in the Naperville. I think I was in a little
bit
better
shape. I have a
whole
bunch from Naperville one.
A little bit better. That Springfield, I almost went back this year, but it's a kid's weekend, I think.
I think it's like birthdays. It's all everyone, we'd be celebrating everyone's birthday.
Yeah. And so I couldn't go back and I want to get back to that race because that hill is crazy and fun.
Well, I know where to go to watch you too. So,
sorry, we're having some troubles here tonight.
I thought I heard the cat come down, but I was pretty sure I closed the door. I don't know what's going on.
A phantom cat noises, fuzz. You've got all kinds of issues.
Oh, so many issues.
So that was about it. And I posted our last episode today and asked about people's one word. And Julie already listened to the episode with her husband, superfan. And she said that her word for the year is push.
Push, yeah, I saw that.
And Kevin gave his word is hashtag Team Pete.
Yeah, I cried a little.
You did. You had
a
sad face.
I had a sad face because he's Team Pete now. It's not Team Gretchen.
It's all right. He knows, though.
Everyone needs to.
I'm still Team Holly Ann, so he's okay with that, I believe, though. I think he is, you know, fully too there, so.
Yeah.
He's just literally, I just refreshed and he says, let's be honest though, I can say Team Pete all I want, but at the end of the day, less Pete, more Gretchen.
Aww.
That's how we all feel.
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, overall it's pretty good. I feel like I'm going to head towards the goals. I'm taking the steps to hit a lot of the goals that I want to. I've gone an entire day without saying I deserve better.
Yay.
That's a good one.
Our counter is still cleaned off.
Fairly clean, yeah. There's still more I want to do there.
Yep.
I've got to return something. I got to go to Kohl's because that's where you drop off Amazon returns now.
Yep.
We got a new recorder I've got to figure out, and I got to get that stuff like on eBay to sell.
Yep. Yeah, we got to start.
Anybody starting a podcast, I have some equipment if you'd like to buy it.
And we gotta set up a new like an eBay account for us because I gotta start going through my Coach purses because I got a new Coach purse for Christmas and you tell me I have to get rid of one now that I have a new one.
I haven't used eBay in.
I feel like Sarah will be a big help because
should we just use Sarah's account? Does she get a cut? Like, how does that work?
I feel like she might charge us a little too much. Yeah. Her prices, I asked her before, her percentage that she wanted was pretty crazy.
No, it's actually no family discount.
No family discount.
One time I was talking.
She actually charges us more.
Right. friends and family discount. I was talking to a guy one time who's, he lived next door to me way back in the day and his family owns car dealerships. Mm. And I said to him, hey, do I get the friends and family discount? He said, I'm going to let you in on a secret. The only people we really can make money off of are friends and family because you all trust us. We just give you the price. I'm like, nice. Thanks. Now I know the secret.
Yep.
So, all right. I didn't really have much else planned except one little thing that, you know how I am about news and, you know, getting news feeds. And a couple of things came across that I thought were interesting. I wanted to run by you. Get your thoughts.
Oh, Lord.
Views from the podcast chair.
Oh, boy.
How risky is the latest diet craze? This comes from Advocate Health Center. They sent this email. So I'm like, ooh, what's the latest diet craze? Because they're obviously, how risky is it? They're telling you that it's risky in the question, right?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, what is it? What crazy fad is going on? Like what idiot would eat a bunch of fat and like give up grains and sugar, right?
All the shake stuff. Right. Is that the latest craze?
No. Get this. It's a no-brainer. If you burn more calories than you take in, you'll lose weight. And that's the basis of a new diet craze called CICO or calories in, calories out.
Hey, you've been saying that for, someone stole that from you.
That's a new diet craze?
That's a new diet craze.
I just always thought that was like math.
That was, yeah.
But it's maybe true or maybe not. It works for a lot of people.
It worked for us for a while, but then it was hard to maintain it.
Well, what was hard to maintain is I think it's easy for people to maintain who are good at balancing like what they're having. Yeah. So like for me, it was hard because I needed to break my addiction to sugar.
Yeah.
I hate using that word, but you know, I don't know another way to put it. I needed to, and that's basically what the article goes on to say, is the reason it's dangerous is that you're not necessarily getting the right calories. And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought that was interesting. So, I mean.
But you've been saying that forever.
Right. But to say that it's risky.
I don't know if that's
risky. I mean, really? Calories in, calories out is risky. It may or may not work for you.
Right.
But calling it risky.
Seems like someone's just trying to get you to click a link. Well, and you bought into it.
Every article is click. Like, you could say that about every article, right? And I did buy into it because it's Advocate.
Yeah.
It's not like I would. It's not. Like it was like Pete's diet pill. Is this risky? It was Advocate. I mean, they're legit.
Yeah, they are.
And in my news feed, speaking of clickbait, here's the top five news stories that came through. You are really distracting me tonight. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why. I'm doing the same thing I do every night.
Now, you don't normally swat fuzz.
Something in my eye.
Okay.
It's probably the fuzz I was just swatting away.
All right. So here's the top five.
Five.
And here's what's interesting, right? We gave weight loss using food tracking apps a try. That's calories in, calories out. Google's on trend.
We did that.
They are on trend. Yeah. And I've done it and it's worked.
Yes, it has worked.
When it stopped working?
When you stopped tracking.
When I stopped tracking.
Yeah.
That's
tracking so much, such a pain.
Right.
Oh, so much effort.
And so then the next one is weight loss, how to keep off the pounds.
Gee, I wonder why your newsfeed is all full of weight loss.
Google knows me. But now this is the ones that get me. These are the ones that get me, right? Maximize your metabolism and your weight loss in 14 days.
Ah, sign me up.
You will maximize your metabolism.
Let's click that, baby.
And basically, I don't know what happens on day 15, but that's so the first one was by NPR.
Okay.
Second one was the Mercury News. This is today.com, today. Is that the Today Show?
I think that's the Today Show.
Is this something that Hoda Kotb does?
Yeah. Now she's on the Today Show. Hoda.
And does she still do the thing with Kathy Lee?
No, they just announced it. Pretty sure that's today. Yeah. They just announced she took it. Where was Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
He was today, right? Yeah. She just took his spot as a permanent host, Hoda.
But does she still, she was with.
They were drinking, but no, she's not with Kathy Lee anymore.
No, at all. Like, I don't. They're not going to make her work more hours.
I don't know that.
Make her earn her keep.
I'm not sure about that. But Hoda, I saw today that they announced Hoda's taking over.
Well, if this is what Hoda's doing, she's trim.
Yeah.
So must be working.
Yep.
And then the next one is from Parade Magazine asking, have you tried these weight loss tricks? There's no tricks.
No. Well,
you have to find something that works for you and stick with it.
Yeah.
And then you'll have that stuff, as Eddie Murphy once said, forever, like luggage. You have to make, this is what we talked about a little bit before, right? What happens on day 15?
Right, exactly.
What happens when the trick doesn't work anymore because it was a trick? And so the last one is Morning Rounds, winning tips for weight loss success. Okay.
Your newsfeed is not very diverse at all.
Well, I think that this is, I have different alerts. Like this was the health and fitness and weight loss alert.
Got it.
And then but I think it's pretty interesting that calories in, calories out is
now
a fad diet.
It's a fad diet. It's the hot latest trend.
Right. And, you know, okay, we're on point. Because the other big one in popular science, keto.
Nice.
So basically it talked about keto and says, does it work? Yes, but they're popular science. So it goes into a little bit of the science. Not a lot.
Yeah.
It didn't really get in much, but what it did is it dug into the whole reason the keto diet came into existence, which was back in the 1920s to treat epilepsy.
Oh, right.
And it, for whatever reason, for some epileptic patients, it works.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, right? And then it didn't become a weight loss thing until much later. And even, you know, so what they were saying is, look, it's not healthy long term. Mm. And I'm like, oh.
Well, what's their definition of long term?
Well, I mean, you know, sustain for a lifetime. They're saying it's unhealthy and, you know, you can't eat 80 to 90% fat. And I'm like, whoa, geez, who's eating?
That's a lot of fat.
That is. And so I looked and that's why we're more fat adapted. Yeah. We're not ketogenic, right?
Yeah.
And I think that guys like Vinny Tortorich, who stay in ketogenesis forever, you know, for long, long, long sustained periods, have at it. Not the life I can live.
I don't think I can do that.
And because of that, my weight loss has slowed down. I mean, your weight loss has been tremendous.
This last month, but I've, you know, we had a couple of a couple days. Like we went out for breakfast on Sunday and we went to a new place and the waitress came over and said, our biscuits and gravy are so good. And I was like, oh, biscuits. And I wasn't even hungover. Was not hungover. But I was like, that just sounded good. And I had them and they were awesome and it was worth it. And I gained a pound, but it'll come off again. I don't let it bother me. Like when we first started this journey, you know, I would get upset because the weight wasn't coming off. I was doing everything we were supposed to be doing and the weight was so slow coming off at the very beginning. And if I go up, I'd be like, what the heck? I don't understand. Now I'm just like, you know what? It's a pound. It'll come back off. It's all good. I'm still down 27 pounds from when I started, so.
Right, and the key is that you don't gain another pound. You don't eat biscuits and gravy again this week.
No, and that's it. We went right back at, you know, that night for dinner we had, that was New Year's Eve. So I made the roasted chicken.
Oh my gosh, I posted that. That was
tremendous. The fail of the spaghetti, twice baked spaghetti squash.
That was bad, but the chicken was.
It was a huge fail. But the chicken was so good. I you know, used some lemon and then I put some fresh herbs in the cavity and it was just delicious. So
we've had a lot of good food lately.
We did.
The soup, the bone broth came out great. And the soup you made from it, beef, lime. Is that out of Real Meal Revolution?
That was Real Meal Revolution. Yeah, it was beef, lime soup.
Did you tweak it?
No, I didn't. I used it exactly out of the recipe. It had tomatoes and spinach and green beans and the beef bone broth that we made with the prime rib bones.
Which for old timers, it was just called broth.
Yeah.
Before paleo came around.
I know. And the recipe actually just says beef broth. Yeah. All it calls for. But it was so delicious. And you put just a whole bunch of lime in it. Just the citrus just came out of the richness of the broth that we cooked for over a day.
Yeah, like 36 hours.
Yeah.
I think.
The house was,
it was so rich.
Yeah. We used to.
And then we had leftover prime rib that we chunked up and put in
right,
there.
Right. Exactly.
Which was made it a little heartier.
Yeah.
And that was great.
It was very good. It was very good.
That's going to be a keeper.
Yeah, we need to go buy some. I need to go get some more. We decided that just make some beef ribs, just roast them, and then just throw them in the crock pot again.
Yeah,
and it worked out really nice.
We could do a more, what would they call that? A hack? A kitchen hack?
Kitchen hack.
We have some bone broth that we bought.
Oh, right. Because it's, I mean, again, the recipe is just calls for beef broth. So I think what made the soup so good was just because we developed that richness in there.
I would love to see how rich the one that we bought is, though. Because I bought other like individual serving ones that had other flavors in it that were really good. It had like jalapeno in it and stuff. It was great. And that was the thing about the soup. It had a little bit of red pepper.
I did, So it
you
called
did
for, yeah, the, it called for like a red, like a one of the little red pepper chilies, and I forgot to pick up the chili, so I just put some red pepper flakes in there instead.
Yeah, that little bit of heat made it.
Yeah, I didn't
want to
put too much because mean heat lately hasn't been.
But it was just a little.
But it was just a little bit at the back of your throat. So
yeah,
it was good.
that was great. And then
the egg roll bowl.
That's like a staple for sure. We gotta have that this week, right? Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. I have to go to the grocery store. I feel like Did we talk about the egg roll bowl last time?
We may have, but it was that good.
Yeah, it was very good.
And then one of the things that we've been obsessed with, or at least I've been obsessed with, are the sous vide egg bites at
Starbucks.
I
introduced those to you.
They are phenomenal.
Yes, yes. And so this morning, you were going into the office, so I thought you'd be gone by the time I got back from taking Michaela. So I stopped at Starbucks and I picked up a cold brew. and egg bites. And
I know, I wanted your car because mine's outside. And you wouldn't give me your car.
Well, no, because then I would have had to use your car to go pick up Michaela.
No, I was going to pick her up.
Oh, yeah, but you got home. Well, you would have had a force to leave early, I
would
guess.
It would have given me an excuse to leave earlier. No.
Yeah, you didn't. Well, but I got the car. I got the oil changed.
You did. I know. There was a reason for it.
Yeah. So anyway, so you gave me a hard time because I didn't bring you egg bites because I thought you'd be gone. And I figured you were just going to stop and get your own egg bites. And so tonight I made some egg bites for us in the sous vide machine. So
right.
We'll
and
see.
if they're not the Gruyere cheese.
No, they're not Gruyere, just regular. And like they have the Gruyere plus Monterey Jack. And this is a Colby Jack mix. Cheddar Jack.
Colby Jack. Either way, I'm sure it'll be delicious.
I think it'll be delicious.
And
it's
we
got bacon.
Probably will save versus Starbucks $3 a serving.
I know, right?
At least minimum.
Right. If you start making cold brew again, it'd be even cheaper.
Well, for sure. I'm going to make cold brew coming up here this week.
So we'll see how those turn out tomorrow.
Yeah, but our food, some of the experiments have been bad.
I'm having issues with side dishes. So I did I started doing a search today for like side dishes. And there's one for Parmesan zucchini chips. And I'm like, oh, that sounds good. I'm like, maybe that would be good. And I need side dishes because lately cauliflower and broccoli just don't sound good to me.
Man, and see, for me, they're... Like, I can have them every day.
They just don't sound good to me right now. So, I need something else. So,
all right. Well, you're on the hunt for it.
I'm on the hunt.
At least we're trying to keep it in check, right?
Yeah.
So that if we don't like something, it's not a big deal. You just keep trying, right?
Right, exactly. That's what we just keep on trying new things.
I mean, is the squash? Because we have had a lot of squash.
Oh, squash is delicious. That still tastes good. I don't know what it is about the cauliflower. It's like the smell. It just doesn't. And no, I am not pregnant, people.
No, please. I'm way too old for that.
That is not what's going on. Just sometimes I think maybe you have things so often and they just turn on you. I don't know. It's happened to me for other...
Is that what happened with the eggs? Like, are you just done with them now?
No, I think I'm ready to go back to those.
Your egg chorizo?
My egg chorizo, I think I can go back to those. But yeah, that did happen. It just didn't sound good. But the broccoli and cauliflower really just don't sound good right now. Even so, that's... No.
You're having problems just thinking
just
about
like
it.
Thinking about
saying
it.
The words.
Like the thought, yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
All right. The other article I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes with the calories in, calories out thing. There's been a lot of discussion in a couple of groups that I'm in and a lot of articles about that you can't outrun your diet, right? And not diet right, like diet right soda.
Oh.
Your diet, like, comma, right?
You didn't have to explain. I got it, but it's okay.
Okay.
You're trying to be funny.
Trying. Failing.
Yeah.
Point being that exercise isn't where weight loss comes in. It keeps you healthy.
Yeah.
And it does help your metabolism and all that good stuff. But if you're eating 5,000 calories a day and of things that your body doesn't need and it'll store it as fat, like, you can't out-exercise it. That's where the calories in, calories out actually gets interesting. Right?
Yeah.
Because, and I think they're part of this article, not this article, the other one where, hey, I tracked it for a month and what happened was talking about, so I go to the gym and I work out and I put the workouts in and it adds 620 calories to my day. And
right.
I eat those calories and then I'm not losing any weight.
Yeah.
And that could happen. I mean, you could eat too little. You could eat too much. I mean, your body's funny about all that good stuff. So, and I've kind of had to talk about it a little bit more because one of, my old customers that has been a friend for years, Nancy, contacted me through Instagram and then I kind of jumped in and we talked about what she wanted to do and we've been messaging quite a bit. And, it's gotten me thinking a lot more about like, okay, how are we eating? How are we staying on track? And December was not great.
No.
About a quarter of the days, maybe even a few more were not on point.
Mm.
And I think you were more on point, yeah, and you lost weight, and right, I gained 4 pounds.
Yeah.
But I didn't gain more than that. Like, I stopped myself, right, after the anniversary fiasco.
Yeah.
But it got me really thinking about, okay, what are we doing and how do we do it? And making sure that everything doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
And I don't know, like, are we going to live like this forever? I don't know. I mean, my goal is to do whatever works forever.
Right.
So if we need to tweak it down the line, great. And if I could find that balance where once a week I do have a meal or two with, you know, carbohydrates, like, from a health perspective, I'm not averse to it.
Right.
The one thing that I will say, though, that I think is more universal, and I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, and I don't have all the empirical evidence in front of me, but I'm pretty sure most people would agree, too much sugar, bad.
Yeah, I would think so.
Added sugar, so, especially, yeah, right? Not having a, you know, an apple, you, no, know, maybe that for some people is too much.
Yeah.
But for most, I think they could handle an apple, but, you know, having 4 cookies and a Snickers for lunch is...
that's not good.
Well, I've done it many times and you can see the results of that hard work.
The one thing I feel like the added sugar, one thing that I've been like really wanting lately is a McDonald's Diet Coke.
How do you, going to handle that stuff? Like, are you going to at some point cave, or do you think like you can just keep wanting it and not?
I think I just keep wanting it until I'm like so hungover. That's the only thing that could possibly get me out of it.
So you're planning your next hangover. So when you walk upstairs with 2 bottles of wine open, I'll know that you really want a Diet Coke. It's really not about the wine.
No, but I have had times where it's been like so bad. That water is just
the
not...
The hangover?
No, the desire for the Diet Coke is so bad that I want it, where I've substituted it for unsweetened iced tea. And that has seemed to quench it. And I know there's still sugar in there.
Unsweetened?
It's unsweetened. I'm sure there's some form of sugar in there.
No, shouldn't be.
All right. Well, I've had that. And so that seems to satisfy that need. No flavor, just plain old unsweetened.
Oh, that's nice that satisfies
you. So that satisfies me. So that it doesn't, but it's starting to build again. So it's like, oh, I really want a McDonald's Diet Coke. McDonald's Diet Coke. Because if I'm going to do it, I'm not just going to get a can. That's crazy.
Well, you're not an idiot.
I know. I want the McDonald's bucket Diet Coke.
The bucket.
But
for my brother.
Yeah. But I'm trying to just continue on with the willpower and not do it. Cause I'm kind of afraid that if I have one, then it'll be like, oh, what's another one? Like, I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid that could be my like one that kind of pushes me down a hole, not for other foods, but just to have Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
So
those artificial sweeteners, your body doesn't know it's not real sugar. I mean, right. And there's plenty of it in there.
Yeah. Right? So I might be having to get a iced tea in the next week or so just because it's starting to...
Well, why wouldn't you just... I mean, can't you just drink... I mean, iced tea's fine.
Yeah. I just...
We can make iced tea.
It's not the same because there's something about McDonald's iced tea too. It's a good iced tea. So...
You think they make sun tea somewhere and ship it in?
I don't know. There's not enough sun for us to make sun tea right now.
Oh, it would just freeze.
It would just freeze
frozen
out there.
Tea.
Frozen tea.
So it's not the carbonation?
No.
Because I was going to say, are there sparkling teas maybe that would help?
But I don't like sparkling water, so I can't imagine liking sparkling tea.
Well, if you've never had it, I think that's a little judgmental.
A little judgmental. No, it's the flavor of the Diet Coke. It has nothing to do with the bubbles and carbonation. It's just the flavor.
Yeah, I don't... So that's the... I could tell you that's the one thing I have not craved is pop.
Yeah.
Soda. Pop. Whatever you call it. Cola.
Cola. Yeah. No, that's one thing that's been on my mind lately.
That's not bothering me, which is odd because that was like my pizza thing. If I would have pizza, I would have a Coke.
Yep.
And I needed a Coke with the pizza.
BLT, Diet Coke. That was my thing. You have a BLT, you got to have a Coke.
We should do BLT lettuce wrap soon. That sounds kind of good to me.
Yeah, but I have been thinking about BLTs, but I'm afraid like, it's the sourdough bread. This is so good.
we're doing a great job of making sure people aren't thinking about, how do I cheat?
But we're not. We're not doing it. It's a willpower thing.
No, we just Homer Simpson every food during an episode. All right.
It's entertainment.
Let's wrap it up then. I think you're good.
I'm good.
All right. That's been episode 17. I can't believe we've done 17 of these things and people are listening.
16 more than I thought we were going to do.
Especially you. All right. So episode 17 of the Fat Man Chronicles. You can find us at fatmanchronicles.com. Subscribe at iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Please leave a review. That would be super helpful. We've got 14 five-star reviews.
Woohoo!
We haven't angered anybody enough to give us one star yet.
No.
It's coming.
I'm sure.
It'll come. We've got a couple of patrons, which we really appreciate, both of you out there. If you want to become a patron, you can find that at fatmanchronicles.podbean.com and click the Become a Patron button. I am working on swag. That's one of your projects for this month. That's right. And I got to get that done this month. I owe these people. Some.
Yeah. I'm getting hate mail.
And let's see, where else can you find us? Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all kinds of other apps that apparently just start adding you and aggregating, which is phenomenal.
That's cool.
And that's about all, I think. Oh, music. Social media. Yeah, you can find us on social media always at Fat Man Stories or facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. And the music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. This is what happens when I don't put my outline in front of me.
I'm here for you.
Well, you could have just done this. That would have been great to close the show.
Everyone's used to you. They don't want to hear me anymore.
You don't want to sound goofy when you tell everybody.
No,
just get out there
you got
and
it.
Be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now